Our next guest in the studio, the Chinese legend of the white snake, is a timeless allegory for the tension between who we are and who society wants us to be. Director Joe Louis and performance artist Zendra Gerardo have collaborated, and they delve deeper into this legend for Co3's White Snake 3000, a new take on an old story as part of the company's fourth in-house showcase of emerging makers. In a modern retelling that traces the intersections of gender and diaspora through contemporary dance and movement, performer Zendra Gerardo and Joe Louis join us this morning to discuss more. Good morning.
Hello.
Well, I should say, oh no, it's still morning. I've been here such a long time, I'm thinking it's like 1 p.m. now, but it isn't. Can you tell us more about the myth of Madam Whitesnake, either of you?
So the myth goes back a really long way, and there are many, many versions of it. The version that most people know is one of a snake demon who transforms into human form and falls in love with a scholar, Xuxian, and they go into business together, but they get discovered by a monk, Fa Hai, and then Fa Hai reveals the snake for who she really is and kills Xuxian out of shock, and Madam Whitesnake travels the world to find a pill to revive her husband, and then she revives her husband. And so it's a story about that. The story that most people know now is one of a demon who loves in the most human way out of all the characters. And there have been many, many versions in the past, and a lot of the work delves into the differing versions of Whitesnake, and because China's culture has been literary and for so long, there is a lot of academia and a lot of records of the way the myth has evolved over time.
And as you said, Joe, the myth has transcended histories, geographies and time to make its way still here now to present day. What about the story resonated for you both? Like, what was it about this story?
Well, I think Joe has like a practice of using Chinese myths, like ancient Chinese myths, to tell them in a contemporary context. And so Joe approached me and was like, "Hey, do you want to make a show about this story?" And I think that what we've found during the creation process is that there's a lot of things to do with queerness and transformation and this idea of not belonging, which you know, as somebody who is biracial and has a diasporic experience, is something that, you know, I very strongly relate to, and, you know, heaps of people relate to as well. And so I guess we've used the story of Whitesnake to also tell my story and also the histories that are around it and the histories that are here, and yeah, just pointing to all those things.
There's something really wonderful about a story about transformation that has transformed over time. And part of what really drew me to it was that it seemed like the different cultures or the different peoples that told the story at each step of the way took things from the story that were important to them.
Mm.
And it's this really nice sense that culture isn't this static thing, but it evolves and transforms, and the people to whom the culture belong can take from it what they wish. And I think it was really exciting to me to be in this place and time thinking about taking from it what we might need versus anything else. Yeah.
Did you make this, did it start happening during COVID? Is that what happened or not?
No.
Or how long ago did you start working on
well,
this?
Well, it depends on where you locate COVID.
In Perth,
it
was so random in Perth, wasn't it?
We first put the show on in early 23, which means we were making it through late 22, which means we're thinking about it in early 22, so maybe around there.
I was just wondering if that impacted on it at all. But
yeah, certainly I was starting to read about Whitesnake with the idea of making something about it in the midst of COVID, yeah.
And the show uses a mixture of dance, comedy, storytelling, music. You're also working with local poet Andrew Sutherland. How does the poetry come into play, Joe Louis?
I think Andy has been a really great friend and collaborator of mine for a really long time. And as great poets do, they really subtly, and they bring together different and disparate ideas and put them next to each other, and you get this kind of stunning beauty from understanding something next to something else, which is so much of what we wanted to do with this work, is to put a bunch of things next to each other and go, oh, look at, when you look at these seemingly unrelated ideas all next to each other in this way, kind of beauty and meaning about transformation and about understanding oneself kind of emerges. And I think that was our major kind of relationship with Andy. And also, quite interestingly, Andy studied Cantonese opera in Singapore, because he did his training there, and I'm from Singapore. Zendra's history is Malaysian, but Zendra and I had never studied traditional Chinese movement forms, but Andy had. It's not like Andy's an expert, but there was also something really kind of fascinating about trying to piece together these things that we didn't quite know, and not like go to an expert, but try to cobble them together from the people we had around us with a very clear understanding that it's not authentic and not perfect, but it's what we've got right now, and that has a different kind of beauty to it. Yeah.
You're tuned to Artbeat with Maxi. We'll be right back. And you are on RTRFM, and the show is Artbeat, and I'm chatting with performer Zendra Gerardo and director Joe Louis about the collaboration, a collaborative production, Whitesnake 3000, a performance produced as part of the company's fourth in-house showcase of emerging makers. You are working with a wonderful team of producers, movement artists and sound designers. What has the rehearsal process been like? Zendra?
Well, this time round, it's been really lovely to have space and time being supported to do this again. But mostly it's been really great having so many different people come in and speak to movement ideas. I think the first time that we made this, it was very... my relationship with dance was not so great. But this time around, it's like we're getting to work with people who can speak to movement in really useful ways. So we've got Emma Fishwick, who's also a collaborator, dramaturg, and Brianna Davis. And we've also had some mentorship from Raywin Hill and Dave Mack from Co3. Yeah, so it's been really lovely.
It sounds really great, and you were the recipient of the 2024 in-house fellowship for which has helped to develop this production. How has this opportunity allowed you to develop this? But is it mostly by giving you a space, or tell us more?
Yeah, so Co3 provided us with basically 2 weeks rehearsal space and time at the European Foods Warehouse. And they're also producing the show, so that, took a lot of burden off of us. And they've also given us a 15K grant so that we can pay everybody. And they've also provided mentorship just for like an outside eye. It's been really important having that space and time to like have a look at ideas that we we're looking at a year ago and then seeing how they sit differently and what's still relevant and what can change. And yeah,
so important to support your local artists, because things, just a simple thing like having a space for a period of time really helps to kind of engage and develop that work. And, you know, like you said, the ability to collaborate with other artists in other fields is really important. Where and when can people catch this performance?
So we're opening next week. The season goes from the 20th to the 24th, and we will be in the rehearsal room 1 at State Theatre Centre. But if people wanted to get tickets, you can just go to the Crow 3 website, look for Whitesnake 3000.
It's a great image. a great image, the poster is. March 20th, did you say?
Yes.
It opens. And I'm going to play Thrusts from the show, which is no vocals on this, but it's one of the musical pieces from your show. Anything to add about this piece, Joe?
So because it
or
is
the music?
Because it is a piece of music that is for performance, it doesn't do song things. It's for
performance. Put it on in the background.
That's
a bit.
Right. And so I would like cut it out after the first big drop because it just sort of meanders to a close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and can you tell us more about the music that's playing in the show?
Sure. So most of the music is stuff that I've made that is basically a collision of traditional Chinese sounds and beat-based nonsense that I'm really into.
So you made the music as well?
Yes. There are a couple of pieces that are licensed pieces of music that are, like, important to Zendra and I, but most of the music is stuff I've made. It was really nice to be able to just have a play and compose things that I was personally into, yeah.
And while we got the tune playing, Zendra, how has this developed you as a performance artist?
Yeah, well, I guess before we made this show, I was very much an institutional dancer. I knew my 5, 6, 7, 8, but now, you know, I feel like I can, you know, pick up a microphone and feel comfortable about that, and that's been pretty awesome, yeah.
That's so good. Anything else to add?
No.
We have been chatting with Zendra, Gerardo, and Joe Louis about Whitesnake 3000, a performance as part of Co3's Emerging Makers In-House Season Showcase. The show opens on March 20th at the State Theatre Centre of WA, and tickets are available online at co3.org.au.